with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Really sad news out of the rock community.
Legend.
Eddie Van Halen, who's a guitarist and main songwriter with Van Halen. 65. He's passed away after a battle with cancer.
Yeah.
It was throat cancer, they say. Now, he was the guy who also did the guitar solo in Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Yeah.
And legend has it, he did that in two takes. They used the second one because the first one was a bit too rough. It was a bit too rock, you know. Apparently, while recording his solo, the speakers in the control room caught fire.
Right.
And the engineers are like, wow, he
goodness
must be good.
Me.
And
literally on fire.
And he did it for free.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's a missed opportunity.
Well, yeah. To be fair, a few people have said to him, you got done, man.
Yeah.
Like, no, man. No, no, no.
I did it for the love.
Totally did it for the love. So there you go.
Yeah, very
good
sad.
Sort. Now, smoky in parts this morning.
It is so smoky.
I didn't notice it when I got up in the Karen Hall's Head today. But Silver Sands Way is definitely in the path of it. I hear, I looked, the best I could find, there are burn-offs kind of active from yesterday in Greenfields and one in Parklands that may be behind it.
Must be.
Maybe when the wind kicks in.
Yeah, especially from driving in from Rockingham Way, it was about Lakelands where it got really bad.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Up to here. So it feels like we're sitting around a campfire at the moment.
Pretty much, because it is well
Where's
and truly
marshmallows?
Inside. Oh, I'll bring some tomorrow.
We'll be too late.
Oh. And look, the federal COVID budget has been handed down.
Yes.
I always find it hard to work out what's what.
All I know is that most of us are going to get some cash.
Yeah, well, look, tax relief, you say most of us, tax
most
relief
of us.
For small business, but also for low and middle income earners.
Yes.
So that's, yeah, that's us.
That's us.
Earners up to $120,000. $120,000 sounds pretty good in some quarters. Tax relief there. There's help for seniors, apparently. There's assistance with lenders' mortgage insurance for first home buyers. And apparently there's also subsidies for apprentices.
Yeah.
So there's a few options in there. That's just a cherry pick in there. But.
Yeah, I want to know how it's good because I've read something that said that they were going to like reduce the tax that comes out of your pay up until Christmas so you see some money before Christmas because they want people to spend for Christmas.
Bring that on.
But look, I don't know if that's actually happening, but they did say they wanted people to have some of that cash to spend over the holidays.
I mean, otherwise you're going to be waiting until...
Yeah, next year's return.
Return, but who knows? I'll leave that up to the people that know these things. I'd love to think they're just going to splash a bit more cash.
Where are they pulling it from?
Well, exactly right. Like, the other side of this is we're going to be paying for this for a long time.
Yeah, it sounds good now, but one day you will pay it back. Don't you worry.
Basically, all of this is on the big national credit card.
Yep.
You know, like when Telethon, they've got like oversized novelty checks?
Yeah.
I imagine Australia's got an oversized novelty Visa card just waiting to roll.
It's the black one, that's for sure.
Yeah, you bet.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, today is World Habitat Day, which in this case is not about sort of animals. It's about urging all of us to reflect on how well we're doing ensuring that the human population has adequate housing.
Okay.
Yeah. October is Dyslexia Awareness Month. It's also, I think you'll find, Dyslexia Awareness Week this week. And since, as it says on their website, the frustrations of dyslexia often go unread, you may see things go red for a cause. You see what they've done there?
Right. So red is in the colour.
So they're lighting up buildings red for the cause because, you know, red as in reading. Now, you can see how you can help out. By heading to coderednetwork.org. Now, which red?
No,
I hear you ask.
Goodness me, it's confusing.
The website we're talking about is red as in read,
as
not
in
the colour.
I've read a book.
So it's the Go Red Network.
R-E-A-D, just
correct.
To confirm. Yeah.
Or you could say read, but that would go read.
Go read.
But you can spell that multiple ways.
Oh, God.
So let's just...
The English language, who thought of it?
Just Google Dyslexia Awareness Month, if that's probably easier. And if you believe the hype, it is National Frappe Day.
Ooh.
Now, did you know the first frappe came out because a Nescafe rep in Greece couldn't access hot water? So he improvised with ice and milk for his coffee
must
hit.
Coffee.
So for a start, it was first done, proper frappe is first done with Nescafe.
There you go.
And... when you think about it, it really is just an early version of an iced coffee. Mm. So, essentially, we're talking about...
What is the difference? Just because it's got ice?
I think so.
In it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's essentially WA's state drink. You know, if you count all the tradies, you know, and most of us that have lived our lives on iced coffee.
During summer.
Get one today.
It's the summer coffee.
Now, because hummingbirds have such a high metabolism, right?
Mm-hmm.
When sleeping, they enter what they call a torpor, which is like a little mini hibernation to try and reduce the amount of energy they use by up to, it's pretty effective, up to 85%.
Wow.
So very effective sleeping. Mm. It comes with a kickback, though. The next morning, it can take them 20 to 60 minutes to warm themselves back up again before they can be fully awake.
I reckon
I reckon I've known quite a few birds that take at least an hour to warm up. In fact, I reckon at least half the population are hummingbirds or possibly powered by diesel engines. I'm not sure, but it sounds pretty similar.
Mm, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
You ever tried to start a boat? Or an old Merc?
Are you actually asking me that? Or is that a metaphor? I'm so confused.
let's just say yes. I'm an Android man. But convince me why I should buy one of these Mac-related things. Come on.
Mac-related things. Well, first of all, it's an iPhone, it's not Mac-related.
It's in the Mac family.
Okay, whatever. Apple has teased their brand spanking new iPhone 12.
Are they 12?
They're at number 12 now. So they've scheduled an event to release all the details on the 13th. So you've got another week to wait. What's that? Next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We'll find out all the details. There are rumours. There's a little photo. I don't know if it's an actual photo, if it's been leaked, but they've found it on Twitter. It seems like the phones are going to go back to the squared edges.
Right, so not rounded.
Yeah, so all the recent ones are around it. Looks like they're going to be squared off again with the metal edges.
Right.
Still three cameras by the look of things. The screen goes all the way to the edge as they have done.
Do Apple have folding devices?
Folding devices?
You know, like the Samsung's been out with the folding screens.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not sure that I'd want one either.
I'd be so scared to fold your screen in half. You're like, oh my God, it's going
to
snap.
My screen's likely to crack when I put it down, let alone if I folded it.
I know. Anyway, this iPhone 12 is going to be Apple's first phone with 5G capacity.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a few different sizes, reportedly. There's going to be an iPhone 12 mini, which is 5.4 inch. And then their biggest phone ever is the iPhone 12 Pro Max, which is going to be a whopping 6.7 inches.
Okay.
Huge, basically.
Yeah, that's quite, it's not going to fit in your average pocket.
Where would you put this? You need a whole handbag for it.
You need a holder. You need something to hang it around your neck.
You need
with.
To make larger pockets.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The Apple shirt will be coming shortly,
I imagine.
Yeah. 97.3
Coast FM.
The Coast
Fan. And with today's flame grilled entertainment news, Nikki Parkinson.
So smoky.
Yes.
Legendary guitarist Eddie Van Halen has died aged 65 after a lengthy battle with throat cancer.
Very young.
The co-founder of Van Halen lost his battle yesterday afternoon with his wife Janie, brother Alex and son Wolfgang by his side. Doctors reportedly discovered his throat cancer had moved to his brain last week. Wolfgang, who is the bassist for Van Halen, announced the news this morning on social media saying, "Eddie was the best father I could ever ask for." Van Halen was one of the most successful rock acts of the 80s with their album 1984 going 5 times platinum thanks to hits like these.
Sounds of the 80s right there.
Definitely. R.I.P. Eddie. Dolly Parton and Jimmy Fallon have teamed up to remake Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. This will put a smile on your face, guaranteed.
I just want you for my own.
Very
it
sweet.
Does the trick.
It's probably the most surprising duet to come from Parton's new holiday album, which is called A Holly Dolly Christmas, and it's out now.
Right.
It also features collaborations with Miley Cyrus and Dad Billy Ray, and this one with Michael Bublé, which is my favourite.
I want to cuddle up and cozy down. Nestle up against your skin, do anything that we want.
Dolly is thoroughly enjoying that. Oh, as I said, you can get a Holly Dolly Christmas now. And Chris Hemsworth has helped release 11 Tasmanian devils onto mainland Australia for the first time in 3,000 years.
Wow.
He and wife Elsa Paddocky teamed up with a group of conservationists at Aussie Ark to release the devils into Barrington Tops National Park in New South Wales after being declared extinct from the Aussie mainland over 3,000 years ago. They hope the endangered species will begin to flourish once again outside of Tasmania. How beautiful is that?
That's a great idea.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.